Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. This is your first podcast.
This is my first podcast, yeah.
What do you think?
I think this is funny, man. This is funny. I like the way you have no idea how to start your own show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Rick, stop it. I don't really have anything prepared to say to you.
That's so weird. Wait, you have a show and you're not prepared for it?
I guess that's my thing.
I want to look. I mean, I'm like, we're both, for those of you at home not watching, we're both looking at a window, not at each other.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, okay, but you're laying down. I'm going to turn this around.
Don't tell people that I lay down when I make my podcast.
I'm sure they think that you're standing. All right. Is this...
My left breast is hurting. What does that mean?
I mean, are you bit running with me right now?
No, I'm really not.
It means
Do you think I have a bit to try?
Yeah, probably. You have one breast is Jewish and the other one's regular or something.
No, it's like hurting. It just started hurting as the podcast started.
Maybe it's because you're nervous. Do your breasts ever hurt when they're nervous? No. Mine don't.
My breasts don't get nervous. I get nervous for them, but I don't know. Now I'm thinking that I'm dying.
Okay. I have a feeling if I look through your phone set list for the show, you're going to be start with not starting and then talk about one breast. Are you nervous?
Oh, man, this podcast is going to be terrible.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, blaming the audience, you know?
No, because you make me laugh and I can't control myself.
Esther and I, for those of you who don't know who I am, no, I'm just kidding.
No, you should. Yeah.
My name is, don't introduce me.
I will.
My name is John DeWalt.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's Dane Cook.
My name is Rick Glassman. You guys got to check out John DeWalt, though. Very funny, dude. Very
he
funny.
He is. But what are you doing? Like, you're acting like this is your 5 minutes on, like...
Let me finish. What else? What was I going to say?
Is this your acceptance speech at something? You gotta check out John. John DeWalt is hilarious. He leaves me the funniest voice messages. I wish I still had some.
You don't have any?
I don't think so, but he did leave me
one. I do.
Well, let's get to know you.
Let it build. Yeah, okay.
Let's let it build.
Well, I mean, you're...
Is John DeWalt your lover?
No. I have a girlfriend.
You talk about him like he is.
No, he's my...
You could have a girlfriend and another lover.
Oh, I'm not... For those of you who can't see, I'm pointing at Esther, but I'm totally joking. I just needed to transfer somewhere. No, I don't sleep with John. We just write videos and just laugh. We just open with our second best. We close with our best. And we just do a lot of stand-up stuff. And just we love our girlfriends and we treat everyone like equals. I don't know.
You don't treat me like an equal.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Prove it.
You put me down.
Why? I put you down because I think you're so pretty and so funny, and I get insecure sometimes. You have your own podcast. You wear sweatpants way too much. Of course I'm going to be mean to you. You make me... You're intimidating.
Stop it. You're doing a different thing now. Just so everyone knows, when we're not recording, Rick is like...
Oh, they don't even know who Rick is because you haven't introduced me.
Okay,
yet.
This is Rick.
Hey, guys.
His name is Rick Glassman. He is a comedian, an actor, a writer, what else? He's doing the, like, come on motion to me.
More of a, not come on, like be nicer, more of like, just keep listening.
He's really funny. A lot of controversy about that, but...
What do you mean, a lot of controversy?
Just like, I mean, like, you've gone through some rough patches with stand-up.
Well, you know, it's a hard game.
It's, I am in a terrible rough patch
right now.
But
you don't have, like, natural ability. You just are able to regurgitate other people's material. Like, I'm trying to change the game.
Okay, you definitely are a jerk.
No, I was just joking. I was just working on a mean character. You're great.
Oh, you mean the character that you always are when we hang out?
Wait a minute. Stop making me out to be a bad guy. I don't know how to play it. I was just joking. I was just making fun of a situation. I'm on your podcast. I'm in a place I've never been before. Obviously, it would be weird to be an aggressor in that situation. So I was doing it because I'm playing to the audience. I'm, you know, giving them what they want. But I'm a nice guy. I've had you in my videos before, and then as soon as I post them and they get great reviews, you say, take it down. You know, we're always having fun with each other.
Oh my God.
But you only listed four things. You said funny and actor and all that stuff.
You're a comedian. You're an actor.
I'm a guy's guy.
You're a guy's guy. That's true.
Yeah, I'm a guy's guy. But I'm also like
a basketball player.
Yeah, yeah.
A writer.
Yeah, yeah.
But a like charmer.
I'm a charmer. But I also like do it my way, with, you know, and I like to bend the rules without breaking them.
You have a great girlfriend.
Great.
She was on American Idol.
Verified on Twitter.
Oh my God.
My girlfriend, before she was my girlfriend, got at me on Twitter and Facebook. And I looked on Facebook. Oh, this girl's pretty. That's cool. You know, there's another one. And and then I saw she followed me on Twitter and saw she was verified. And that made me look her up. And that's what... Her being verified isn't why I was interested. But
that's
being,
exactly what you just said.
Stop it. Her being verified is what made me look into it. Like, let's say you go to a party and you wouldn't have gone to that party had there not been P.F. Chang's there. P.F. Chang's isn't the reason you found a good guy at the party, but P.F. Chang's is the reason you went there. So being verified on Twitter was my P.F. Chang's. And then I got to know her. I watched her music videos.
Is my P.F. Chang's P.F. Chang's?
Your P.F. Chang's is P.F. Chang's. Oh, I feel like I'm laughing at myself, and I feel like I'm not sure if I'm doing it because we're recording it or not.
No, you're great.
Is this coming off natural?
Yes. Just keep being yourself.
Not stepping on toes, right?
You can step on toes all you want. I feel like I'm here to be stepped on.
No, no, no. I feel like if you want to make it in this business, you have to do three things. You have to do it your way. You have to bend the rules without breaking them, and you have to not step on toes.
Okay. Well, I think that you're, as long as you yourself,
yeah.
You are going to kill this podcast. You're gonna...
When do we start? Because obviously this is not anything anyone would ever want to listen to. So when do we start? Like, when's the thing? I was talking to Esther. For those of you who weren't in the room when I was talking to Esther before the show, we were talking about possibly doing one of those games where you put your hand in a bag and you try to guess what's in there. So could we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to do it for real or for pretend?
For real.
Okay.
All right. She is giving me her book bag. Ew. Are these brains? Oh, it's spaghetti. Oh, obviously it's spaghetti. Esther keeps spaghetti in her purse. And grape eyes. Well,
grape eyes?
Grape eyes, like in Halloween games, you put your hand in the bag. It's usually grapes, peeled grapes.
Oh,
and like,
they feel
oh,
like
their
eyes.
Yeah. How come in Halloween, whenever people talk, they do that voice? Come on. I'm doing bits.
Last night I tweeted this stuff that... Because, okay, I don't know how far I want to go with this, but I've been... Whoa, Rick just put his hand in his pants. Now he's jerking.
Stop it, I'm not. For those of you at home who aren't in here, that's not what's happening. She's leading. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I don't think it's okay for people to make a profile picture of them in their Halloween costume.
Oh, I saw you post that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have absolutely no opinion of that either way.
That makes for great podcasting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This should be the show.
This is the show.
This is the show. So tell me why you don't think that people should have their Halloween picture up there, but it's okay to have like any other type of picture?
I just think it's like, that's not who you are. I want to see you I can take you at your best, but it's got to be you still.
Well, obviously you could take people at their best. Everyone wants to represent themselves at their best. You said, could you take people at their worst?
No, it's like you're allowed to put your best out there, even though that's also controversial, because if you put your best profile picture when you meet someone in person, they're
but
not...
But everyone knows profile picture doesn't mean what you look like. Profile picture, these are my best pictures.
True.
When you go to someone's album and you look at all this stuff, if you want to see what they really look like, you look at the stuff that other people tagged.
Of course.
If you want to see what's the best this girl or guy could look like, let me check out their I'm the best, also known as the profile pictures. And that's known. That's okay.
You're right, but I think that people commonly forget that.
Nope.
Yes, they do.
I look amazing in every one of my profile pictures, and I'm a slob. The lighting's perfect. I put my head on another body sometimes.
I have mediocre-looking profile pictures.
But there's a difference between a mediocre person having mediocre profile pictures and then a person who's really good-looking having... I don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah, we'll be right back.
What you could have said was that's because mediocre is your best.
No, but I don't want
to... I set you up for that.
I know you did, but I don't want... You open this up with me... People who don't know who I am, which is going to be... And then there's two ways of playing that joke, by the way.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, there's who's that? You know, everyone knows who I am because of thatguyandhisfriend.com.
Wait, let's bleep out all the times that Rick plugs his website.
All right, cool. really? That's funny.
And his name.
Anyway, I think it's okay to put your profile picture as a Halloween picture because that's part of the three steps in success, and the first being doing you.
Oh, that's actually not doing you.
It is doing you. It's doing what you want without stepping on toes. Now, it's one thing if someone put a Halloween picture of them dressed as Freddy Krueger and it has like your a picture of you naked in the bathroom, like swearing and being racist and stuff.
What if your profile picture, if you're a girl, is you with a green wig, tons of makeup.
Can't do that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. In a nurse's costume.
I was just joking. I was just having a strong point of view about something that no one but you has a strong point of view on. It's okay. I used to have a profile pic that was my headshot.
I remember those days.
That's, I feel like, the best thing to do.
Yeah,
that way they know what you look like right away. Your eyes pop.
Rick is making a joke.
So how do you, people listen to this, huh? People,
yeah, they do.
What kind of guests do you have on for this one also?
What do you mean?
Like on this episode, who else is going to be here?
Just you.
I was setting you up to give me impressions to do.
Oh, okay.
Well, now I just
let's rewind.
Hey, so who else is going to be on the show today? Oh, hey, man, what's up?
Who would you like for it to be?
I'd like it to be Christopher Walken.
Okay.
Oh, there he is. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, man, he's here. This is sweet. This is intimidating.
Really?
Yeah. So Christopher Walken, what's going on?
I don't do impressions.
Yeah, I don't do impressions.
And I definitely don't do impressions of men, except when I'm having sex.
I feel like Christopher Walken and Arnold Schwarzenegger are the two that people impersonate the most.
That you nailed it with that.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I was doing layer impression, non-impression comedy. Mm. I'm really hamming it up, huh? Put a mic in front of me and I try way too hard. Turn it off. I'll be silent for 2 minutes and then I'll kill it. And then I'll still ham it. I don't know. Maybe I just ham it.
You don't ham it when we hang out.
I don't always ham it.
We had a nice hang last night.
Yeah.
On Saturdays, we hang at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. When I do the original room at 7 o'clock when it's the Bringer show. And then you get the 8-minute okay at 10.
10:30.
Which is great. For those of you, I think those of you a lot, huh?
I like it.
Everyone knows that you're a paid regular at the world famous Comedy Store by now, right?
I mean, I don't like to use that sentence because it's so dorky, but yeah. You really want to get past, don't you?
Well,
you guys, Rick is not a regular, and every time the person that makes people regulars passes him in the hallway, Rick like harasses him.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't harass him. I just tell him I got a tight 15, which by the way, is a complete lie. I don't, and I won't for a while. It's a very hard thing, stand up. I haven't figured it out.
Same. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I haven't figured it out yet either.
I know.
But I'm past.
I know. You know why you're past?
Because I'm a girl.
Because you don't step on toes. You do it your way and you play by your rules.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Have you guys, no one's going to answer me. Never mind.
No, go for it.
Have you guys checked out Esther's videos online?
Thank you.
You guys should check it out. It's thatguyandhisfriend.com.
That's not true. Those are Rick's videos.
Rick and John.
they're funny. I was in one, but then well, yeah, I had it taken down.
Yeah, it's not taken down. It's just unlisted. So if you want to see it.
You could actually put it back. I mean, it's humiliating.
It's a video where we play, excuse me, where we do a fake prank show and Esther shows her boobs.
But you don't see them and I look really awkward.
I think you look really good. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I look really bad. Oh my God, I smell.
Podcasts, man. You know what's funny about podcasts?
What is it?
It's like, people get to just listen and it's like, they're like a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, like imagine if Brad and Angelina had a podcast.
Ooh.
You know what it would be called?
What?
Do you know what it would be, like, what would you call it? I mean,
I would call it.
Phrased it wrong.
Brangelina.
Brangelina Go to Times. Yeah. Brangelina Go to Time. And you know what I would call it?
What?
Brad and Angie Do Them. And they'd just be doing them.
Yeah.
They'd just be like doing it their way. And like every episode, every show would start because they'd be sponsored by Weird Adults because we gave them the idea. Every episode would start, hey guys, I'm Brad and I'm Angie and we're Brad and Angie. We're doing a podcast and it's sponsored by Weird Adults.
And what do you think they would talk about?
They talk about doing them. They talk about like being strong in the face of the public. They would list things and talk real slow. And they would just basically just adopt kids and do Mr. and Mrs. Smith jokes.
I am going to venture to say that if they did a podcast, they would not be their real selves.
Yeah, they would play Christopher Walken and Michael Clark Duncan.
No, they would be like really professional and like, you know, have their public voice on.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my problem with here's the thing, and I'm not going to get in. I don't want to go. You know, left or right on this. I actually happen to have voted for Obama, and but my problem with the economy, the way it stands here in America, is taxation, all the dividends that come around with it. You got to consider like when is healthcare? It's going to not be worried about if it's going to be reformed, but when it's going to be reformed,
right?
As this goes on, the list continues to grow. The deficit.
Obama 2012. You say the word taxation like when you're starting the word, you don't know what the end of the word is.
I start sentences and then I speak slow until I find it. And sometimes that happens in a word that may start with tax.
What are your options? Taxation, taxable.
It's all about paying a percentage of gross income and stuffing dead animals.
Taxidermy.
Oh, and taxidermy.
Thank you. Yeah.
And also getting a ride.
A ride?
Yeah.
Or a rye?
A ride, a taxi cab.
You know, I just want you to know that you're going to have so many chances at doing this podcast.
At this one?
Yeah, you don't have to kill it this time. You
can do it again.
You can be yourself. I believe in you, Rick. Please don't point the microphone to your dick.
I wasn't. I'll tell you what was going through my mind.
Tell me.
I have to have a little gas. And I thought maybe it would be funny just to do me, but then I realized never do that. But it's okay to talk about it because I'm just being honest. And the public loves
honesty,
humility, faith in the Lord, and taxation, dude.
Do you have faith in the Lord?
Sometimes I do. I don't want to get into religious stuff.
I don't either, but... So, yeah. What I just don't know what's worth asking you.
Anything's worth asking as long as you believe in what you're asking and you're truly interested. Otherwise, just, you know.
Why don't you tell people who you are?
This is called Weird Adults. It's not called, you know, like.
What the fuck with Mark Maron?
What the fuck with Mark Maron?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had Mark on your show?
I have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many views did that get?
How many? We don't get any views.
Do you not call it views?
No.
What do you call it?
We call it downloads, and I don't know.
You don't know?
Dustin will find out. I actually don't think that's our highest downloaded episode.
What's the highest one, other than the one with Benji Aflalo?
Benji was never on the show.
Well, you want numbers, bring him here.
And why do you feel that way?
Because you guys have a great chemistry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is that based on?
Just the way you guys interact with each other, and I feel like that's an obvious thing.
Okay, this is taking a weird turn.
Is it?
Our numbers just came in.
Okay. How many do we have so far?
Out of the presses. It's looking like the... But also, I don't feel like I should have to share this.
I mean, it's public information.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know how these things work. But I feel like this downtime while you're searching and I'm stalling is really good for the listeners.
We had about close to 20,000 downloads.
Really?
Yeah, with Marc Maron.
How many did you have last week and who's your guest?
I don't know.
I mean, yes, you do.
Last week, we didn't know those numbers aren't in yet. Last week...
They're not in yet. Right. It takes a while for the numbers for to calculate online.
It takes a while for the Nielsen ratings to come
right?
in. They
sure.
don't come in every day.
You know, Esther and I were talking last night about how she was number one on iTunes.
I was never number one on iTunes. I was number four.
Excuse me. We were talking about how she told everyone she was number one on iTunes.
I did not.
Did you pull up the numbers for the last show?
I do not. I never said I was number one on iTunes. I said I was in the top 10 on
then
iTunes.
Then why am I doing this?
What? You gotta... Rick, stop it. That hurts my feelings.
I'm just wondering why I would have thought that. Man, I feel like I just censored myself.
What? We're not talking about rankings and ratings.
And now you're thinking like a writer because it doesn't matter what other people think, right?
Exactly.
All right, let's do a change of pace in the show.
Okay, great.
All right. Hey guys, welcome to the Rick Show. My name's Rick. My first guest is Esther Brovitzky.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Esther, now you may have noticed that when we started the show, I introduced you. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel great. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Esther, tell me why it is that you, I understand that you want to get in the podcast game.
I do.
Tell me why.
I think it's a great way to connect with people. I like it as a place, a sounding board, a place for me to talk about my feelings. And
wait, I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Sure.
You have no place to talk about your feelings, so the one place you'd want to do it is in front of sometimes in Marc Maron, 20,000 people?
I find it a great way to get to know people. I like having a guest. I like
you find it a good way to get to know people by putting them on the air instead of making it more intimate. Not saying this isn't intimate. I think this is very intimate. We're literally laying on a couch right now. But is this the best way to get to know somebody? Oh, are you doing a... Is that supposed to be your sexy, like, cat?
It's more of a growl.
Yeah, it sounds like your stomach's upset. Esther flirts by knowing who she's going to see and eating a certain way 5 hours previous. If she's a boy that she's going to go like, she eats a lot of Pinkberry. And people think that they're doing cat growls. That was okay.
It was okay.
It was all right. It's hard, man.
You crush when we're at Chick-fil-A.
I feel like I'm doing okay.
You're doing great. Keep going. I like the Rick Show.
Are those numbers in?
I like doing the Rick Show.
For those of you who aren't here, there's an unspoken like eye contact about do not get any more numbers. Obviously, we lied about the 20,000. Mark was clearly never even on the show. Arnold, come in here for a second.
That's not true, okay? The numbers aren't there.
The numbers are there. The numbers are probably there for now. What does that mean? It's all digital.
You're not even live, you dummit.
Oh, the producer just said what? What she said was we're not even live, you dummit. You're welcome. Now, can we please get those numbers? By the way, whenever someone is looking up numbers in an iPhone and finds them in 20 seconds, chances are it didn't take that long for them to get on that iPhone.
You're being a dummit.
Yeah, you're right. I made a mistake. Never mind. We'll keep. Actually, let me guess. Who was your guest the last show you did?
I don't remember.
Either way, that sucks. You don't remember?
It was the solo episode, you dumbass. Why do you care?
Oh, you did an
episode
by yourself?
You're being so mean to me right now.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not.
You won't drop it. It was a solo episode. The numbers aren't in.
Oh, so the solo episode, the numbers were probably way too high, so they're figuring them. Oh, you just got the numbers. There were 8. Why'd you just... When Esther is a solo episode, do you think it's because she just wants to do her own thing, which obviously she can't?
There, you're right. They were about 5,000.
Were they?
Yes.
That's not bad.
Thank you, but I feel insecure because you're making me feel like I need to be number one on iTunes for you to be worth being here.
Are you kidding me? I've never done a podcast. In fact, coincidentally, nothing to do with this podcast. I just tweeted while I was waiting outside because Esther was late for her own podcast.
I'm going through it.
You're going through what?
A thing.
All right, well, we obviously won't talk about it because you referred to it as a thing. I just tweeted, I'm picky with what podcasts I do because no one asks me to do them. So I was honored that you, at Rick Glassman, I was honored that you asked me to be a part of your podcast. I'm not only doing it because I thought you were number one. Yes, I thought you were number one.
You did not think I was number one.
I didn't think you were still number one. I thought at one point you were number one.
I was number four.
That's not a bad, that's a great thing. Was
Thanks.
It the Marc Maron week?
No, it was opening week.
Really?
And which was actually guest? More downloads than Marc Maron. My opening guest was Duncan Trussell.
Duncan Trussell of Trussell, Trussell, and Duncan. So how do you, why am I asking the questions? You're the worst.
I know.
You're so unprepared. She gets here late wearing one piece sweatsuit.
It's not one piece. It
says,
looks one piece.
I don't know, Rick. Let's just, and we're on. And I'm saying, hey guys, welcome to Weird Adults. Esther, wake up. Esther. I'm just going to play the respond game for a little bit.
Okay. What's that?
That's where I respond to something that you ask me.
Okay, well, why did you get into comedy?
I mean, this is no one. I mean, no one knows who I am. This
I know, Rick, but you know what? That's what I wanted to ask in that moment. Because maybe people want to know more about you before they go to your website at beep.com.
At beep.com? Are you playing a joke that you bleeped out that guy and his friend.com?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then it would have to be beep.com because there's a lot of letters. It's
I didn't
that
commit.
Guy.
I'm sorry, I didn't commit.
Oh, Esther's doing her impression of who she is. She didn't commit. You know, Esther, this podcast may be getting $20,000 a week if you just started committing.
I'm committing, and that's why I'm here. That's why I talked to my guests. Yes, I did talk more on my solo episode. People got more about me. I want this episode to me is about you
I would rather
and how weird you are.
Okay. I'd rather this episode not just be about me, but be about our relationship.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Go.
All right, Esther, tell me about our relationship.
Our relationship is I met you 3.5 years ago outside.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Take her. I met you 3.5 years ago outside the Comedy Store. I was talking with the homeless tranny Boone about you. We both.
Have you had him on as a guest?
No, I haven't.
That would be funny.
You're right. But I don't know where he is lately. I haven't seen him.
Oh, he's at the Comedy Store.
We both talked about that we thought you were cute.
Who, you and the...
Does
the audience know who Boone is?
Sort of, I think so. Boone is he's homeless.
You gotta tell his age, ethnicity, and sex.
He's...
And then how much he makes a year.
He probably makes about $10 a year. He sells things for $1. I buy them. He's great. He also hits on all the guys at the Comedy Store and they get uncomfortable. Was that worth it? I'm just trying to touch base. I met you. You're a little like cold.
I mean, Jesus, you're making me look so bad.
I'm not.
And me yes anding by saying that I thought you're number one is just making it worse. I'm digging myself in a hole with you.
What do we do? Get yourself out. This right. on you. You challenged yourself.
All right, watch this. Yeah, no, you're right. I think that, you know, I have my flaws and
yeah.
I'm working through
yeah.
them. I just respect the game. I think that you're great.
Thank you.
And I think that, I mean, that's how I dig myself out of a hole by saying I respect the game. That was my first thing. Hey, Rick, so my mom doesn't really like you. And since we've been dating for a year, could you dig yourself out of the hole? Yeah, I got this. Hey, Jackie's mom. So I just want you to know that I respect the game. Oh, that act out was worth it.
Does your girlfriend's parents like you?
Yeah.
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 Cool.
They're actually really looking forward to this interview. I've been telling them about it for the past couple of days. Then I'm going to be on, what's this called?
Weird Adults.
Weird Adults.
Do you feel like your girlfriend is better looking than you? Do you feel like...
I don't. I don't feel that I'm better looking than her either. I feel like we're both...
Well.
What?
What?
Well, was that well for her, on her behalf or mine?
What do you mean?
I mean, obviously the question is you said well because you were contradicting
You said so. I don't think I'm better looking than her,
right.
Which wasn't the question.
Well, no, but I was saying that I don't think that she's better looking than me, but then I wanted to validate that by saying I also don't think I'm necessarily better looking than her. I think we both do us. And
is that the theme of today? It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
Do you.
Do you.
Now, what does that entail? Like, what
we'll just
would,
skip the previous question.
What are some ways to for people to do themselves?
All right. Let's say I go to Chipotle, right?
Right.
And I'm wearing a hat that says like Rick on it, right? And then the guy behind the counter says, "Hey, can I get you a burrito bowl, or would you like a small kid's thing? Because obviously, when you're wearing a hat with your name on it, you're a dumb little bitch kid, motherfucking idiot." And then I would say, hey, man, I respect what you're saying, but like, this is my style. I'm going to do me. Let me get a regular size adult burrito bowl.
Okay. I have a few things to respond to that with.
Sure.
They never ask you if you want the kids thing. That's like a secret thing.
Then how do you know about it if it's a secret?
Because I know all the secrets of Chipotle.
Right. Well, is it a coincidence that the two people on the show know about the secret of Chipotle? I don't even eat cheese. I know they do a chicken quesadilla, and that's supposedly a secret. Right? Right?
What?
They do chicken quesadillas.
Yeah.
But that's a secret. That's not a menu item.
That's true.
But it's not really a secret, because if we all know about it.
Right.
The point of the story is the guys that work at Chipotle are real assholes when you wear hats with your name on it.
I don't believe that story.
Prove it.
Is it true?
No.
Then
shit. All right.
But give us some more examples of doing you.
Well, give me a situation and I'll tell you how I do me in it.
Okay.
Or just a one word suggestion.
Acrylic tile.
No, no. Give me a situation.
Okay. Well, that's two words. Me, I don't know what to wear. Do for a event. There's controversy. Do I wear? No, for a show.
Here's what show?
A show.
All right, here's the thing. Now you still have to do you, but this is what I was talking about in that rule, those three-step process. You still can't step on toes. So if you're going to an event or a show where there's a theme and it's a formal thing, you can't go in there in a velour jumpsuit. But if there's a certain dress that you like or something that you want to wear that people think is too short or the colors aren't this season or there's a style on it that people don't like or there's a picture of a dragon and people think dragons are whack but you love dragons, do you. Respect the theme. Dress formal. But do you. Wear a pair of sneakers like Ben Stein does.
What about the fact that I'm Esther and I like sweatpants and that's doing me?
Yes, you have to do you and you could bend the rules, but you can't step on toes. And if someone is inviting you to their event, you wearing a sweatshirt, even if that's what you want to do because it's comfortable, is taking away from their theme. It's getting in the way of what they want to do and it's drawing attention to you in a way, one, that's not good for you because it's showing she doesn't give a shit. And two, it's like, it's not about you and your sweatshirt. If you want to wear sweatpants and you're invited someplace and it's a formal thing, and you want to stay wearing sweatpants, just don't go.
Ooh, good call.
Thanks.
And that's how you do you.
Do you. Yeah.
Do you want to get Chipotle?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. All right. Well, obviously, you don't have anything prepared for this, but if you did, what would be next on the list?
If I did, it would probably be to... I really like talking about relationships.
Okay. Let's talk about yours. You said that you were actually in a little bit of a mood because of a thing, and I said, well, she doesn't want to talk about it, but what's the thing?
I'm hard to please.
What do you mean?
I have specific needs, and... It's a whole thing.
Don't be so vague. If you're going to bring something up, you don't have to do examples.
I wasn't bringing it up. You brought it up.
You said you had a thing.
No.
That's bringing it up.
Not on the podcast. I didn't say.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm 100% positive.
But I didn't until you said, you brought up that I said I was going through something.
Esther, semantics are...
Am I moody?
Yeah.
Explain. These are the questions. I just interview my guests about me.
Yeah. The show should be called... you know, and then something that's funny about like you being selfish. You're moody. I don't know, man. I don't think you're that moody. I think compared to the way you used to be, you seem that you're not as happy and you're not as secure.
As I used to be?
Yeah.
Since when?
There's been a shift. And that shift happened, at least me and my social world. And I feel that, I don't know, there was a shift maybe like 8 months ago with the people who I hang around. And some of the people I ended up seeing more and some of the people I ended up seeing less. Now, that may be because certain of us got into relationships and I was with my girlfriend more, they were with their girlfriend or boyfriends more. It may be because they stopped going to certain clubs or started just doing certain clubs. But whatever it is, like about 8 months ago, I started seeing some people more and some people less. You happen to be one of the less. I don't see you as much. Still love you just as much. I like seeing you around.
Thank
I want to
you.
See you, but I don't. So I'm more sensitive to seeing the differences in you. So if I see you, you know, 2 days a month and you're upset both of those days, I can't think that's a coincidence. And you just seem like I saw you on stage last night. And do you mind if we talk about this?
No.
No, you don't mind?
No.
Last night I saw Esther on stage and right when she got off, you asked me, How did you watch? How did I do? What do you think? And it wasn't an insecure question. It was more of a question of she just wanted to know how she was. And I told her that she seemed, why am I telling she? I'm looking at you. You seemed insecure. You seemed a little bit down on yourself. She was looking, you were looking at the ground a lot. You were fixing the wire. And I, there's something, that thing that you said, I'm going through a thing, that might be it. I don't know if it's a relationship thing or a, you're getting sick of comedy thing, but there's something wrong with you. And it's really affecting my performance on this podcast. I'm trying to carry something that's way too heavy for me. And I mean that as a metaphor and quite literally.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. But you're insecure and there's something, I don't know if it's with, it can't be with your body because whatever your body looks like, she looks great now. Esther, you look better than, not you've ever looked, because there was a couple weeks where you looked like you were a 7. But you look all right. But Esther, there was a time that you were really heavy and you played that a lot. You would show your stomach and you would say, look at how fat I am, and you're still doing that. And now you're not, people don't look at you and say, she's fat. People don't know you're fat until you say, look, I'm fat. So when you lift up your shirt and say, look at this, people are like, oh, yeah, I guess. It's not like, yeah, I know. So you're still relying on that body image thing that is obviously very important to you, whether it's because you are big and you're showing it or you're not big and you want to pretend you are or whatever it is. You're very hung up in this body image thing. And I wonder if now that you're in a relationship that seems pretty serious, at least you've been in it for a while. How long have you guys been dating?
I mean, I don't.
I'm not. There's nothing specific here, but people are in relationships. I'm just asking how long you've been dating.
I'm in a new relationship.
Have you been dating for 5+ months?
Yeah.
How many relationships have you been in where you've been dating 5+ months?
A couple, a handful.
Well, that's 2 versus, you know, however many you could fit in your hand. So how many would you say? I know of 2. The one you're in now and another one. How many have there been where you've been more than 5 months?
A couple more.
Exclusively.
Than, like 4.
So 4. So that's you've been in this less than 5 times.
That's a commercial.
All right, cool. Can we have that guy and his friend advertisement coming up?
Advertisement?
Yeah, I feel like when you say advertisement, people like want to watch it.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Rick is just being a great friend right now. I'm loving it. I just want to say, if you have the time and the effort and the energy and the financial motivation to please donate to our podcast, we love it. We'll accept it graciously. We will appreciate any small amount we'll do. And we're thankful and grateful to have you as a listener. And we also, of course, our Amazon link on weirdadults.com is always just a great option for you. And, you know, if you can't donate because you're a jerk, I'm just kidding, because you're poor or you're a loser, or you just don't feel like it, then why not tweet this podcast out, Facebook it out there, Instagram about it. Do what you can to spread the word that we're here. And finally, what was the last thing? Oh, the iTunes reviews. Keep them coming. Those are great. We read them last week. I answered some questions. It was fun. We had fun. Please, if you keep the iTunes reviews coming, I'm going to read them again, and I will read them uncensored. I will read them word for word, no matter how painful they are to hear. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. Shut up. We're back. So we're back. We've had a lot of emotions during the break.
I mean, no. We talked for 2 minutes and you said no 8 times.
That's a great way to say yes and. Have you heard of it?
Yes, and I will say yes and when we're doing a scene, but since we're talking about real things.
You don't understand how podcasts work.
You're right. This is my first podcast. Apparently, we're supposed to bullshit, and then when we cut to commercial, say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, and then come back, and then just yes and each other. All right. Well, hey, everyone. I am in a ceramic tile building.
I am never bringing clothes to people on my... I brought you...
Why don't we talk about how I didn't have breakfast because I woke up late because I wanted to get here on time, and you decided that it didn't matter.
Oh, shut up. I was 5 minutes late.
Okay. I'll shut up. I don't know, man. Here's what we could talk about. I have a really good idea.
What?
Let's talk about just like how much we just, you know, where we grew up. Because that's interesting.
No. Have you heard of Tinder?
I haven't. I've heard of Vine, though. Is it like that?
No, not at all. Tinder is where you put people, like, it tells you all the people. It shows you pictures of people. Their profile pictures on Facebook just pop up and you just say yes or no, whether you like them or not. And if you say yes and that person also says yes about you, you get notified. But if they don't say yes, they never know you said yes.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like for sleazy people to hook up, yeah. I think. Or to make friends.
I mean, no, it's obviously not to make friends.
For me, it would be.
Well, for me, I'm not going to look at a picture and see a guy or a girl and see what they look like and be like, I could totally be friends with this person.
Well, if you don't have a lot of friends.
Do you not have a lot of friends?
I do have a lot of friends, but I'm always looking at, you know, rotate people in and out.
Jesus, that's a horrible way to live your life.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
That was clearly a joke.
It's funny.
I know. You're
use
just,
it.
I'm funny when I'm real.
Yeah.
JK.
So insecure.
I just discovered it, and I think it's like pretty crazy. And that everyone's crazy. On it.
Everyone's on it because like, your profile pictures are just submitted automatically?
No, you have to make it. I think you have to make an account, but like
so everyone
you'll see
it.
People you know on it.
Yeah, I don't want to be on there because.
I agree. It's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. I like to meet my friends the old-fashioned way. Like
how?
Going to the library, you know, in a nice restaurant, church. I like
what
to meet them.
What church do you go to?
Temple Israel.
Oh, that's weird. You call your temple a church?
Well, I mean, metaphor for a church. Like, your temple is your home. For those, I'm sweating. No, I'm not sweating.
You remind me of my friend Ben from high school.
From Tinder.
Who is night blind. Are you night blind?
Does that mean you can't see at night?
Yeah.
No?
We used to play a game with him where we would turn the lights off and we'd all walk around and he'd have to find us.
Oh, that's not a game. That's just you bullying him.
And then when he found us, we'd say disability managed.
Right. Esther likes to talk about games she used to play and she doesn't realize they were just humiliating people. Yeah, Esther actually used to have a friend with cerebral palsy that they used to push in a pool and say, we're playing, could you play Marco Polo? Jesus, I didn't like what I just said. We'll beat that out.
You really got to work on your podcasting.
I mean, obviously, I've done it once.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm not.
I know.
This is great for me.
I know. I'm giving you a chance. Second time.
How do you mean? What do you mean second time?
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, right. Esther doesn't like to talk about things on her podcast. who's listening to this right now that I could...
Maybe John?
John's not going to listen. I mean, we're at the 40-minute mark. There's no way he's still here.
Well, there might be some cuts. We could be earlier.
Okay. So this show is basically going to be 8 minutes of you saying don't and a whole bunch of beeps.com. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Lead it. Do you like Pinterest?
No, I don't dislike it. I don't use it.
It's for girls.
Yeah. I like, I use Groupon a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
I do. Yeah. A lot of times Geisha House has a 25 for 50 that, we take turns buying. I buy it and then Jackie's my girlfriend. I buy it and then Jackie buys it. I buy it and then Jackie buys it.
How often do they have it?
I've only seen it once.
So you guys like Geisha House?
Man, you stepped on that. A few times. Yeah. I'll tell you why I like Geisha House. I'm not much of a fish guy and they have sushi with steak and sushi with chicken, which is fun because I really like the idea of chopsticks and dipping and ginger and all that. But I'm not a fish guy.
Oh, yeah. I could totally get into that. Yeah. I do feel, though, that Geisha House had its moment. It was trendy. It has a weird location.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just interesting that people actually go there. I mean, it's apparent that they have a Groupon.
Yeah, and I think on Mondays, it's a half off anyway.
Whoa.
I often thought about after the potluck at the Comedy Store about going over to
Geisha House
for a couple of half off rolls.
What kind of rolls would you get half off?
Chicken steak roll? And chicken.
That's really cool, because then I could do sushi.
Do you know any fish either?
I would.
I eat rolls.
I'm just scared of rawness.
Huh. I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's is a metaphor, too, for your public personality?
No, that's actually untrue.
You cool being raw?
Yeah, I am.
So tell me what's been bugging you this past couple of days.
I'm just a lonely little
girl. You have a boyfriend for over 5 months, so how are you lonely?
Rick...
We're being raw. Would you rather talk about... Would you rather... All right, so if you were a sushi roll, would you be a raw ahi roll that talks about the relationships and opens up? Or would you be a steak roll that's half off on Mondays that's just convenient for you?
I would be a steak roll because okay. I'm... Like, I just feel like that's more my vibe.
Yeah, I dig that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Do you, what other Groupons do you buy? I'm genuinely
I bought
curious.
A yoga mat. I bought way too many watches. 5 watches on Groupon. There was a point where, this was 2 days before I found out that I didn't have enough money for rent. There was a couple months where I was really struggling and with money. And I bought 4 watches on Groupon. And then 2 days later, I found out I didn't have enough money for rent, and I returned a couple of the watches. I kept some of them. But I bought, who cares? I bought a lot of watches on Groupon.
Yeah, that's it. Where from?
I don't know, Groupon.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they sold watches.
Yeah, a couple of Mel's Diner gifts too. On Groupon, when I see something that says it used to be more, I don't care what it is. If there's something that says it's $30, but it used to be $100, I'm obviously going to buy it.
Right.
And that happened with watches. It happened with Mel's Diner gift certificates, which I don't.
Happens with lawn chairs.
Did you buy lawn chairs on Groupon?
I did.
How much did they say they used to be?
$100.
And how much were they?
$25.
Scoop them up.
I did.
You ever look on Groupon?
I don't have a lawn.
It says, no, you just, what do you have with the chair? What do you do with the chairs?
They're in a closet. Mm-hmm. They're actually taking up space.
Do you ever look on Groupon and says something? I saw this with a couple of TVs. It says it used to be, you know, $1,400, but now it's $800. And then you look online on Amazon and it's $800 with free shipping.
Yeah.
They just put the MSRP up there and expect people to bite. So I definitely research. If I see something like a lawn chair that was $100 and is now $25, and I look online and I see that lawn chair is even actually $80, I'll buy it. I'll put it in my closet.
The Groupon.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting. I have done a similar thing with gummy vitamins. I'm very into gummy vitamins right now. Different
Same.
Different options. And there's a website. They say our vitamins are 25% off. But the 25% off price is actually comparable to the price on Amazon all the time. What do? You hold off. You don't buy into the sale.
But if you want it, then who cares where you get it? You get it at Groupon or get it at Amazon. If it's still the same price and you want the vitamins.
Also, if you do want to make purchases on Amazon, you can use our Amazon affiliate link on our website, weirdadults.com.
Well, what does that mean?
That means that people, like if they want to buy something on Amazon and they go through our link, we get like 5% of the purchase, but they don't pay extra.
Now, when you say 5% of the purchase, do you get like if you buy something for $50, you get $2.50? Or if they buy 100 vitamins for $50, you get 5 of the vitamins?
I get the cash, unfortunately.
Okay, so you don't get 5% of the product. You get
5% of the money. No, I get 5% of the money, okay. Which is...
That's great. I will start buying my stuff from Amazon through weirdadults.com.
And I will start looking at my videos through thatguyandhisfriend.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's great. 5%, really?
Something like that.
So
I don't actually
know. So when
you
buy stuff, you just go through your own thing, right?
Well, I don't usually buy things for myself.
Well, I mean, why?
Because I'm a broke loser.
Jesus.
You know, I really overuse the word loser and it's starting to work against me.
Really?
Yeah.
Just give me an example of how it worked for you and then give me an example of how it worked against you.
Well, you know, it's part of who I am that I sort of don't ever feel like I'm what I want to be. And I use the word loser pretty loosely. And I think that sometimes when I use it against myself, there are people in my life who that sticks with, and they then see me as that. Even though I never meant it, I don't really think I'm a loser. Do I feel like one? Yeah, but I think that's different than actually believing that you are one.
Okay. So, do you feel like you're a loser right now?
I don't know.
I don't think you're a loser. I think you're a winner.
But I think it's important to not say negative things about yourself because then it affects the way other people think about
you.
Sure,
and it also could affect the way you think about yourself.
Ooh, way to bring it home.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, it's good to be positive.
It is. And it's good to be yourself.
That's why you should never look at how much weight you want to lose. You should always just think about how much weight you get to have.
Oh, I like that. I get to have 180 pounds.
There's no way 180 pounds. How tall are you? 5'2"?
I'm 5'1".
Oh, maybe.
No.
Are you 5'1"?
I'm 5 feet and 3 inches. I'm almost 5'1".
I mean, if you're 5 feet and 3 inches, you're 5'3".
Did I say that? I meant 3/4 of an inch.
So you're 5'1".
Close to 5'1". But I don't care about height.
No, you should. No one should care about height. They should only care about doing them. Period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just do you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm 5 feet. Maybe I'm 5'1". Maybe I'm neither. I'm me.
Yeah. So would you consider yourself more of an Instagrammer or more of a Twitterer? Don't base it on how many Instagram subscribers do you have?
I don't know.
Nowhere near your Twitter, right?
No, I think Instagram is probably roughly in the 2000
okay
realm.
Would you, what do you like doing more, Instagram or Twitter?
Right now, I like Instagram more.
What about Vine? How do you feel about Vine?
I'm over Vine in a big way.
Why?
Because it just takes too long. I don't like having noise. I'm over it. I haven't used it since I first got it.
Takes too long to watch them or to create one?
To watch them.
Yeah. Because 6 seconds or because of loading time?
Loading time.
Yeah, right? I feel like they got to figure out that loading time thing. Yeah. I like Vine. I think it's really fun, but it doesn't always, it's not that smooth.
Yeah, I'm just, I think that I'll go to it. Like, I was late to the Instagram train, so there's a possibility that I'll find my way with Vine later. Mm-hmm. But for now, it's just, it's overwhelming, is the honest answer.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but it really lets you create, you know?
Does it?
Yeah.
I feel like you have a better platform with your YouTube videos.
Of course, but I'm saying versus Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, I could see you excelling on Vine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I could see you excelling on Vine.
Explain the double meaning, whatever that you meant.
Well, there's one meaning, and it was validating the positive energy thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
This has been great.
Yeah, this is fun.
I'm glad we're here.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
I know.
And...
is that how you wrap it up? Is you wrapping it up just saying goodbye, or you're wrapping it up is like doing a doing a closer?
You know, we could have some final thoughts on possibly doing you.
Sure. No, I feel like that's okay. We've done that. And what's the best thing to do to end the show right now? Should we say something racy, or should we say something that's like something like people didn't know? Should we say something that's like, that's wow, that's deep? Should we say something that's like, oh, cool, tell me more about that, and then leave them waiting for next episode?
I think that as the guest of honor, you can decide.
I want to leave them hanging for next episode.
Okay, go.
So did I tell you, obviously you know about Harrison Ford's new movie.
Yeah, I do, of course.
And we'll talk about it next week.
All right, thank
you. ThatGuyAndHisFriend.com.
At Rick Glassman on Twitter.
Oh, please. They already know it's at Rick Glassman on Twitter because it's the same at Rick Glassman on Instagram. So, and Vine. So you don't need to.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Real quick question. Could we somehow edit the, because no one's getting past 4 minutes. Could we kind of just talk about my handle, the Eric Glassman at the beginning of the show instead?
You know, it's going to be great. It's going to be posted. It's going
to
be great.
Is there anyone you want me to send this to, or when I tweet about this link, is there any caption you want it to say?
Do whatever you want.
Title this episode for me right now.
Rick Glassman.
The title of this episode is Rick Glassman?
Yes.
We talked about how you don't always commit. Are you going to commit to that?
Yes.
The title of this episode is Rick Glassman.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I'm going to stick around for a minute. Bye, Esther. So here's the thing. Are we still on? Esther just left. Fuck. Sometimes, you know, I want to find something and I don't know if I'm going to find it right now. But I want to say, Esther, when you're listening to this, that I really appreciate you asking me to do this. You asked me to do this 5 months ago. More than that. You asked me to do this almost a year ago. And then I couldn't do it. And then you said, I'll have you on next week. And it's been a year. And I just want to say that in that year, I've grown as an open micer. And I've gotten into a very serious relationship. And I appreciate you being honest and looking out for me and having me on your show, Weird Adults. For those of you at home, thank you. Creepy little Esther, stupid little
I want to tell you guys about a really cool thing that Randy and I have been working on, and Dan's been involved in this as well.
Yes, we're building a fort.
We are building a fort.
In some ways, we kind of are.
A comedy fort of
One
sorts.
One of my favorite things that I see on social media is when someone posts a text chain between them and their mom, or them and a funny friend.
Or two comedians.
Two comedians, and you get to see the interaction back and forth, which is so fun. At times, there are text chains that we are on, the three of us, that are the funniest things ever that only the three of us get to see. So we had the idea, along with a couple other people, wouldn't it be great to allow people to be a fly on the wall of these conversations that happen between funny friends of ours and funny people just back and forth? To us, it would be really fun. And so that is sort of the germ of the idea of a special app called Banter. And we want you guys to try it and check it out. All you got to do is sign up for it. It's free. Find it in the App Store. It's called Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R. Get the app. It's free. And we want you guys to check it out and just pick conversations that are between two people. And the conversations play out in real time. And you get to hear it. It's curated, so nobody's going to be embarrassed.
Right.
It's the best stuff. But again, if you have a couple of minutes, you're sitting on the toilet, you're waiting for a train, you're hanging out. So when you want something, because so many times this happens to me where I want
just a quick blast of something
funny.
Something
and Twitter doesn't give it to me. I want to see this conversation happening between two really funny people and just get a laugh. We all need that in our day. So in order to do that, check out Banter and just download the app and let us know what you think about it.